cows and other grass-eating species have a digestion system that emits methane. And methane is a very powerful greenhouse gas. And so cows alone account for about 6% of global emissions. And so we need to change
cows alone.
How are we going to do that?
Well, actually, of all the categories, the one that has gone better than I would have expected 5 years ago is this work to make what's called artificial meat. And so you have people like Impossible or Beyond Meat, both of which I invested in.
You eat it as well, or do you like it?
Absolutely.
You do.
You can go to Burger King and buy the Impossible Burger.
All right. Is it healthier for you or just healthier for the atmosphere?
It's slightly healthier for you in terms of less cholesterol. It's, of course, dramatic reduction in methane emissions, you know, animal cruelty, manure management, and the pressure that meat consumption puts on land use.
There is, of course, a clear financial motive to Gates's plan in getting people to consume his fake food, just as there had been with his COVID investments. This is the man who admitted he ordered President Trump not to investigate the possible side effects of the new COVID jabs.
In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines. And somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that.
Damning stuff, I'm sure you'll agree. But Gates has a history of being, suspiciously, one step ahead of major world disasters and capitalizing on them when they arrive. In recent years, Gates has been buying up vast swathes of US and world farmland. Last year, Gates became the biggest private owner of farmland in the US. The